This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the great value of suffering. Some may think that it is paradoxical to claim that suffering can be of value, but nevertheless, the Bible makes clear that such is the case. Properly reacted to, suffering can help the one who is suffering to avoid self-pity. Proper reaction to suffering leads one to spend time in praying for others. In praying for the welfare of others serves as a guard against pitying oneself. As one suffers, he tends more to look around him and to see that others may be suffering, that others may be lacking. And as he becomes more aware of the needs of others, he tends less and less to zero in on the problems of himself. Thus it helps him to avoid self-pity. Gratitude to God and self-pity cannot be in the same heart, and so therefore suffering in helping us to avoid self-pity can help us to grow more thankful for the blessings which God has given us. In the next place, we note that suffering helps the sufferer to see the value of prayer. When one is enjoying good health and is prospering financially, it is easy to drift away from a feeling of dependence on God. Actually, it's hard for a rich man to sincerely sing that good old song, "I need thee every hour." But trouble, pain, suffering, adversity helps a person to see the value of prayer. Adversity helps us to pray more intensely. Before his severe adversity, Manasseh, king of Judah, was very wicked. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 9 and 10. But his severe distress caused him to humble himself and to pray to God. It is extremely difficult, if indeed not impossible, for one who is suffering to hold ill will toward those who deeply, sincerely, and lovingly pray for his welfare. How wonderful it is to learn of this power to win the love of others. I can recall a time in the hospital just prior to an operation when men who were preachers of the gospel and other brethren in Christ came to my room and stood by my bedside and prayed for me. And as the tears flowed down my cheeks because of my reaction to their love and concern, it helped me to see how very great value there is in suffering to help us to be binding our hearts together with other human beings. How indeed great a balm is in Gilead, in prayer is for those who suffer. Prayer brings blessings to those who ask as God would have them to ask. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. God will not turn a deaf ear, but will give what is good to those who ask in faith. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. And so, you see, suffering helps us to better understand the place which prayer occupies in God's scheme of things. It helps us to realize that we must keep on praying and not to faint, not to grow weary in well-doing. And suffering helps us to understand what a wonderful blessing it is not to be able to know what the future holds. Some burdens of life would seem to be more than one could bear if we had full knowledge of the future. But each person is given the load of life one day at a time, and each one must learn to carry only the load of each day as it comes, trusting in the Lord not to allow him to have thrust upon him more than he can bear. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Severe suffering leads the one who is suffering to seek more earnestly the deeper meanings of various passages of the Bible, such as Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, "Be not anxious for the morrow," and Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus." And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your anxiety upon him, for he careth for you." And that passage means that he is taking care of you. Therefore, you can cast all of your problems upon him.